It's time for Bath County Basketball on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com. Tonight's game brought to you by Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, Family Discount Drugs, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, your Scott Family McDonald's, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Home, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank, Powell Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, Shorty's Quick Stop, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. Stay tuned, tip-off is minutes away on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com.
Welcome back as our broadcast continues here on WKCA, your home of the Wildcats and Lady Cats. Patrick Arte is joining the show as the Wildcats set to take on Menifee County. The girls with a big win to complete the season sweep against Menifee as the boys are looking to even things up this year with this Menifee County team. The Bath County Wildcats had a six-point loss in Frenchburg back on December the 15th. Like we've talked about in the last week or so, a lot's changed since then. Bath County's made some roster changes. Menifee County's lost five consecutive basketball games. Coach Derek Robinson would love nothing more to get things right here with a win in Owingsville this evening. But it's all got to start with a really good crowd that's going to be rooting this Bath County team on. Now, a lot of people have made their way in here from Frenchburg. Todd, we're talking about the crowd. This is the best one, and I heard you guys talking on the way in about, you know, opening it up. And it's a good thing. When you open this gymnasium up, this is as pretty as any gymnasium in the state, if you ask me.
Absolutely.
We've got the best lighting, and that we've actually put some lights in that have kind of lit the place up. And when you back it up, when you back those bleachers up, it seems to give this place more lighting, and there's a huge crowd. Menifee County's traveling well. There's a line of traffic through town. I had to park somewhere around Tunnel Hill or somewhere to get in here. And it's all the way to the bus garage, seriously. So it's a great crowd, and people are sticking around for this boys' game, too.
I was trying to figure out what was going on over here. That's what the opening song to get back up here. I took a picture of the book just so I'd make sure we had all the right numbers for all the players. But Coach Schwartz was in the middle of our student section. I thought, oh, did they do something during the game? I mean, it was pretty heated play on the court, but they're going to do a flag ceremony. So apparently they got a great big American flag they're going to bring out, and that's what's going on here is Coach Schwartz is – kind of help them direct that.
It's pretty cool.
Absolutely. I mean, I think this is the flag that's going to cover like the whole floor. I mean, it's that big. I mean, they've got it in a crate. So I was kind of trying to figure out. I thought, because I could see, you know, Drew has got a demeanor to him. Like when he's coaching, you're like, oh, he's mean as a bulldog. He's just as nice of a guy that you'd ever meet, you know. But he's got that. I mean, he's kind of giving that mean as a bulldog talk to the students. I thought, oh, goodness, they've done something or said something. And but that wasn't the case. He was over there. I was like, what's going on over here? And they said, we're going to do a flag ceremony.
Gotcha.
So I don't know anything about it other than it's a flag ceremony. That's about as far as I got. And Coach Schwartz was helping direct it.
Gotcha.
And I know that has absolutely nothing to do with gameplay,
right.
But, you know, useless information, I'm full of it.
Well, we got some useful
and some other things.
We've got some useful information here. Bath County comes in 5-15 under Matthew Perry. Bath County's got a game against Round County on February the 9th, and that will be it for the regular season for this Bath County team within the 61st district. I think Bath County's got six or seven more games left, so does Menifee. Menifee is 7-14 under Derek Robinson. He's had a good tenure here in Frenchburg. He's done a nice job, first of all, getting players out. He's coaching at a school, Todd. It's got 238 kids in it. So you've got a country school. You've got a school that really struggles with resources. You know, they're constantly trying to get, you know, better facilities, better, you know, you name it. Menifee County's trying, they're seeking it. And I think what Coach Schwartz is doing with the girls, what Coach Robinson's doing with the boys, it is really, really, it's been positive. And that community, we talked about it for years, and I've made a lot of Bath County people mad over the years by saying this. Menifee County probably has the best fans in our region.
Yeah.
They come to the games. They're truly interested And there's reasons for people to be interested or non-interested, whatever. But they get behind their team. They truly do. And there's times I wish our guys got behind our team more. But they fill that little gymnasium up. It's a hard place to play. But then you have one of these border war games like the Round County, the Fleming County, the Back County game. They show up in droves. And there's a huge Menifee County contingency on our side of the gymnasium. And it's going to give them it's going to neutralize the good crowd that Back County's got this evening. And they traveled over here 20, 25 miles, whatever it is.
Absolutely. And you know, it's no secret, and I've told a lot of people, you know, outside of Bath County, Menifee County is my second favorite home.
Right.
I mean, they fed us so well over the years. They always treat us so nice. I mean, with the exception of one year when we went to a district tournament, they almost didn't let us in to get food in the hospitality room because they said we didn't have a ticket. And they immediately went and fixed that and was like, we'll deliver stuff to you on the sidelines. And, you know, and it was just... And, you know, they have always taken care of us. Do you all need anything? Hey, do you want us to get another chair? Do you want another table? Where do you all want to sit? I mean, they have always been so accommodating.
Another chicken leg.
Yeah.
Todd judges people based on how they feed him. You haven't noticed
that. Not as much as I used to, but we went over that one night, and we were sitting there, and they had a hospitality room. It was the district, and they kept somebody's mamaw kept throwing mashed potatoes on our plate. And I'm like, I'm done. I don't need any more. And they just... But, yeah, all jokes aside, Menifee County always takes good care of us whenever we go over there. And hopefully they do to you all in baseball as well. But
yep.
It's just everybody I know from over there, I guess growing up on that side of Bath County, the lower part, playing golf against a lot of them, just really, really get to know some of these people.
Well,
and of course, former Judge Trimble, he always made sure that we had a drink and some type of candy sitting there whenever we would come in to do a ball game.
Well, we shared a lot of broadcasts with Menifee County, shared a lot of radio sponsors there for several years.
And we even had that one year that we did radio for them. We broadcast a lot of their games. As
we're doing a little ceremony here, we're going to take a quick break and head back to the studio. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to Bath County Basketball here on WKCA.
If I told you adding BioReg Plus products to your feeding program would improve your livestock, would you believe it? It's true, and it's available at Southern States Owingsville Service. Use BioReg Plus products or BioReg Plus tubs to improve gut health and reduce stress. This improves your animal, not your feed. Efficient weight gain with reduced treatments and death loss means higher profit. Find out more at BioReg.com or at Southern States Owingsville Service, a farmer-owned cooperative since 1923.
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick across from the mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
This is Andrew Owens with the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream about. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345, and we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes.
Attention farmers and agribusiness owners. Are you looking for a bank that understands your unique financial needs? Look no further than People's Bank of Kentucky. We specialize in agriculture banking, meaning we provide a wide range of financial products and services tailored to meet the needs of farmers and agribusiness owners just like you. We offer personalized services to ensure that you get the support you need to thrive. Visit our website at peoplesbankofky.com. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back as our broadcast continues here on WKCA. You're home with the Wildcats and Lady Cats. Patrick Armitage, Todd Waits, starting lineups being announced. Bath County girls on the win in the books. The boys looking to do the same. As we talk about Menifee County and what they bring to the table, they have Brevin Ricker. He averages 20 points a ball game. We will call his name out many times this evening. He is one of the most decorated scoring players, not only in Menifee County history. He's their all-time leading scorer. Saw where he passed Tracy Trimble last week. But he's one of the most decorated scorers in our region. Reason being because he's a junior. He's still got another year. He's going to score 2,500 points if he stays healthy and he continues to develop at the pace he has. Aiden Manley is a good guard. Weighs 134 pounds. But he can score the basketball. He's a good passer. He really fits in what this team wants to do. Gage Jolly, former Bath County Wildcats student and player. I coached him in baseball. He's averaging 8 and 10. He's a double-figure guy. He had 12 rebounds the last ball game between these two teams. He plays up front. They've got a very experienced player in Jameis Williams at a fourth. He's their other senior. Todd, they're not bad at all. They have one win against Bath County. And if we don't play well early, this team can control some tempo. Menifee County can definitely beat you here on the road.
Absolutely. And they beat us at their home.
Yep, they can.
The rugged, reliable, affordable Workmaster compact tractor is now available in 25 horsepower. Montgomery Tractor Mount Sterling introduces the Workmaster 25 from New Holland. It's made to last with the big tractor backbone, heavy-duty internal components, and a fuel-saving three-cylinder engine. You'll enjoy comfortable seating, great visibility, and best of all, a price that's easy on the wallet. Learn more about the Workmaster 25 today at Montgomery Tractor Mount Sterling.
Jolly to step in against Brashear to tip it. It is controlled by Menifee County. Manley comes up with it. He runs a lot of the point. Rigger's a good ball handler, too, but it's in Aiden Manley's hands a lot. As Bath County comes out in a little boxing chaser with Ricker. Jameis Williams on the right wing. They swing it on around the horn. Into the hands of Lawson. Now back to Williams. Back to Lawson. Open wing shot is on its way. Missed everything. Rebound to play by Menifee County. They get to Jolly on the post. Kicks it out. Ricker, three. No good off the back iron. Own rebound. Nobody blocked him out. Takes it back in. Big block by Smith. Ricker gets it back. Kicks over James Williams. Lefty three-point shot is banked in. 3-0 Menifee County here in Owingsville. Menifee backs up into a half-court man-to-man. Between the circles is Taylen Sorrell. Made 7 threes the other night. Did the Bath County senior.
I don't think he realized it either.
Taylen looking for some help. He tries to get to Roosis. Roosis fell. Sorrell fell. There may be a slick spot. There's a nice cut to the basket by McCarty. He got a pass from Smith. Misses the layup. A little too hard with it. Back on defense here is Bath County. Menifee's Manley has it top of the key. Gets a 2-3 zone. Skip pass across defense to Williams. That'll Lawson. Down low to Jolly. Jolly ball fake. He did travel.
He traveled. They called it.
Jolly's improved so much. He has improved as much as any player in this region. And he has given them a threat from the post. And he's got a lot of friends in the stands. He still hangs out with a lot of Bath County boys. May still even live in Bath County. Who knows? But he's a good dude. And it's good to see him out here having a good senior year, even though it is for Menifee. And there's a nice catch on the post by Brashear. Goes up strong with it. Good look there from Sorrell. 3-2 Menifee.
One of the knocks on Brashear sometimes is he doesn't like to get in the post. He likes to be out there hanging around the wing.
There's a three from Williams. It's top of the backboard on the big kick. Jay Smith with the rebound.
Went off the top of the backboard and wasn't called out of bounds.
There's a nice take by Brashear up and under for two. Big time play. As he took it left-hand dribble, left side, and scored with it. 4-3, back kind of seesaws ahead. Here's a pass to Williamson over on the right wing. Williams on the right wing. Top of the key to Manley. He moves it over to Ricker. Ricker wears number 30. Williams catches it. Gives it back to Ricker. Three. Top of the key's up. It's good. Man, he's got a stroke. Makes it 6-4.
Green.
Kid's been in the gym
all his life.
Yeah. Of course, his dad, the former girls coach. Won a lot of games there. Roosis forces one to the basket. No good. Jay Smith offensive rebound. Put back up. No good. Ball hits the deck. Pulled out there. Jolly's on the floor. Smith's on the floor. Small Sorrell's on the floor.
Oh,
Holly just got a technical, and it looks like he's getting ejected. Wow. So Jolly was jockeying for position. He's on the floor with sorrow.
Coach Robinson
kicked at Smith. Coach Robinson's leaving. I didn't see the kick. You know, we're not really privy to all that info they've got down there, but he's trying to explain to the coach that nonetheless it is an ejection. And what it runs into, and I'm pretty sure it's now a two-game suspension.
Three, I think, is what David was saying.
It used to be three. They changed it this year.
Did they change it?
Which I just left the rules clinic about 3 days ago.
Okay.
They changed it to two in the fall because it was costing people district ball games. But still, even two or three to one is still bad. And I hate it for Minifield County, I'll be honest with you. Because it takes one of their better players off the floor. Sorrell's first free throw is good. He gets a second. It's good. Man, you just hate to see a game decided early by an ejection when everybody's on the floor going after it. So we're back to action here. Bath County will have it. We're tied at six. As the officials come over to have a word with the Bath County coaching staff. And we're back to action. So Bath County has yet to make a substitution. Menifee County had to make a substitution. They bring in Caleb Perkins, 6'2 junior, replacing Jolly. Here's a pass down low. It goes out of bounds. It's too bad.
Ricker with good defense there. Got on the inside of Roussas.
Yeah, they tried to force a pass into Brady. He was never open. So Sorrell will trigger. They get it into Roussas. Back to Taylor. His three is no good. All green underneath the basket for the rebound. Lawson has it. He walks into the front court for Menifee County. Thought about a three. Now he pulls it back out. Gives a bounce pass to Manley. He's picked up by Sorrell. He goes right wing down to the corner. Williams' three's on its way. Good. Menifee County back ahead 9-6.
For you Menifee faithful back home, we hope that you can. We'll try to call it the best we can for you.
As here's a pass to Roussas on the wing. Backdoor Smith. Catch. Shot is taken. It's blocked. Big time deflection there by Lawson. Menifee County pushing it with Ricker the other way. Kicks over to the corner to Williams. Now top of the key to Manley. It's going to have to become a guard game here for Menifee. Here's a long three for Williams. It's in and out, no good. Rebound to play by Smith. They look at the back, tap him. He crosses the midcourt stripe with it. Kicks it over to Brashear. Nice look. Roussas missed a bunny. Ball hits the deck. Pulled out there by Menifee County. Into the front court is Manley. They've got numbers. And we got a bloody nose. As it looks like Caleb Perkins took one to the nose. I don't know if he's got any blood or not, but he's looking down at his hand. And they're going to come with another substitution. It looks like Landon Jackson, a 5'10 senior, will replace him. So they got one big man ejected and one with a bloody nose. He goes to the locker room to get some work. Broderick Moore making his way over. He's been busy tonight. Roussas is holding his left elbow. I think that's what may have got the nose of the big fella. As Mo Rennie's in the game for Bath County. You talking about some size to bring in off the bench at 6'11". Manley has it. They go to the corner to Williams. He's matched up with Rennie in the zone. Now top of the key to Ricker. Fake the three. Over to Lawson. Top of the key to Manley. Back to Lawson. Right hand dribble to Ricker. Back to Lawson. And Lawson traveled with it. Just kind of a little stutter step there and did not get the dribble down in time.
He wanted to shake and bake, and he shaked, but didn't bake.
Right. As we got a stoppage in play here.
I've got a Menifee County fan on the Bath County side. This was like, get over there.
Goodness. A very interesting start here from Owingsville. 9-6 is our score. We're just joining our broadcast. The girls have a win. The boys have played fairly well, but Menifee County getting the best of the 9-6 score. Here's a pass to McCarty for the tie. Right wing, good. Neal had a really good ball game against Fleming County, even though it was a loss.
I thought Bath County played better basketball against Fleming than I've seen all season.
Right. A lot of effort, a lot of motor, a lot of energy. Menifee County against this Bath County zone, 3:05 to go. Still tied at 9. Ricker in the post with it. Step back, jumper up, short. Rebound to play Menifee County. Shortest guy on the floor gets it. Ricker takes the baseline, the up and under, no good. Rebound, Lawson, his putback is good. Bath County nowhere to be found on the rebounding on the defensive end.
Got the size advantage and not taking care of it.
Inside to Rennie, loses it out of bounds. He puts down a dribble and just loses it on a bounce. Should have went up with the shot probably. He really had nowhere to dribble underneath the baseline. So clock's at 2:40 here in this opening period. Manley walks it up. Dribbles right side with it. Now they kick it over to Lawson. Over to Williams. Williams is not going to get those threes over Rennie. Mo puts his hands up. Here's a handoff to Ricker. He has it at the free throw line. Has it deflected by McCarty. Nice job by Eli. Great defense by the Cats. So Menifee will trigger. 2:16 to go. They've got it near midcourt. 11-9. Menifee over back. And there's a foul on Sorrell. Just over guarding in the backcourt. This Manley, good sportsman, helps him up. His first team first. So walking up here is Manley. Clock's at 2:12. Bobcats still chasing. Ricker with Brashear. Everybody else is in the zone. There's a three, top of the key, on its way, in and out, no good by Middlefield County. Because that shot was missed by Jackson. Transition basketball, Montana Brashear, coast to coast, missed it. $1 million move, just could not get it to finish. Ricker transition, fake the three. Manley, he'll shoot it. In and out, no good. Rebound by Jackson, who puts it back up, no good. Finally, Mo pulls one down. Chase Smith transition over to Eli. McCarty, three, right wing, good. I think the crowd's loving that one. 12-11.
Eli is one of those. He made four threes the other night.
Yep.
The more he sees it go through, the more he can score.
He makes one, he'll make two. He makes two, he'll make four. Ricker the other way. Three for the answer, yes. 14-12. Menifee County back ahead. 1:20 to go here in this opening quarter from Bath County High School. They kick the ball to the hands of Saul. Back over to Brashear. Nice catch. Fakes the pass. Lays it up. No good. Rennie catches it. We got a foul on the floor. And the foul's going to be on Jackson down low. And Todd, it's put him in a position. Jackson, a 5'10 player, has been playing down low for this entire quarter. Now they're able to get another post player, Perkins, back in with a bloody nose. Looks like they got him cleaned up. But that was an advantage Bath County had. They came in with a 5'10 kid. Bath County came in with a 6'11 kid at the same position. And it's no surprise that Bath County's been on a little run in the meantime.
But Menifee County matching it.
Yep.
And done it from behind the arc.
Yep. I mean, you know these three guards can can it. And especially Ricker. But Manley, if he's open, and Williams is a good lefty shooter. I think all lefties are good shooters. Brashear will trigger. 1:05 to go. Underneath Bath County's basket. Menifee by two. Here's a pass to the corner. Eli, three is up. No good. Heat check. Rebound on the play by Perkins. He gets it to Manley, walks across the timeline, 55 seconds. As Williams has the basketball out to Ricker.
Pretty good little acting job.
Back over to the corner. Williams threes up. In and out, no good. Rebound the play by McCarty. Eli, 40 seconds, across the timeline with it. He's picked up by a 2-3 zone. Menifee County's rotating between a man-to-man in the zone. Inside is Brashear, up and under. His shot is blocked out of bounds. Good job there by Lawson. Prevents the layup. Montana tried to go with an up and under. Probably should have just went straight up with it.
Yeah, he tried to do a little too much.
McCarty on the catch on the inbound. Three is up, and three is good. Ouch. Big game for Eli so far. That's his third make from three. Bath County up 15-14.
Another lead change. Behind the arc. He only missed a two-pointer.
Another lead change. Ricker out top to Lawson. Back to Ricker. Fakes the three, gets Montana in the air, down low, finds a wide open player, no good. Missing a wide open layup there was Perkins. Rennie with a rebound, back County pushing. Sorrell has it between the circles, puts down a few dribbles to the baseline, and he is fouled on the wing. And that's over guarding there by Manley. It's his first. Team third. 2.1 seconds. Bathcat's got to have a look at the basket here. They've got it on the sideline on their own end of the floor. Montana's looking. Gives it inside to Rennie. 2 seconds. And he gets called with a hook. So not only does Bathcat not get the basket, they get an offensive foul here on Rennie. And they're going to call that the end of the first quarter. And I know Menifee's kind of ready to move on to quarter number two, because that was a tough quarter for Menifee. We're heading back to the studio, 60 seconds. You're listening to Bethany Basketball on WKCA.
Thinking of your home heating for this winter? Just call the pros at Clark Propane Plus and get the service you deserve. We're locally owned and our staff has over 50 years of service to our community. From tank to appliance, propane is all we do. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Visit one of our showrooms in Winchester or Flemingsburg. Or call us and talk to a real person, not a machine. Clark Propane Plus, Winchester and Flemingsburg.
Just like you, Sherry's Pizza House supports Bath County Athletics. And just like you, they know good food. No matter what you order at Sherry's, you'll love it. Pizza, pasta, subs, all are great. Burgers, salads, chicken strips, they're all great too. Choose dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Catering is available for large orders. And Sherry's honors school pricing. Call 674-2231. That's 674-2231. Sherry's Pizza House, Miller Plaza, Owingsville.
To 14 after this interesting first quarter. We start number two here from Bath County High School. Patrick Armitage, Todd Waits. We thank you for joining our broadcast. Menifee County already with a player ejection. And here is a call out top. Is it a screen, a legal screen, or they stopped the ball, stopped play. They're trying to figure out who's
trying
is.
To say it was their ball.
I'm going to bet you it is.
Yep.
As the coaches and the officials are having an argument. Coach Perry's saying, give us the basketball. We'll take it. And he's going to bring his players over to talk to him as the officials sort of gather themselves there. So the Menifee crowd is, it kind of has that jaded, jaded vibe right now. And I think their players are playing with a chip on their shoulder, Todd. And, you know, that Jolly was ejected. If you're just on air broadcast, their leading rebounder, who averages 10 a game, he averages 8 points a game, was actually ejected from the game for jockeying for position. They're saying he extended his foot while he was on the ground to kick, which nobody got hurt, nothing like that. But it was an illegal move. And so that was, what, the first 30 seconds maybe?
We shot the technicals at 5:09, so it's the 5:09 mark.
So a couple, so almost a couple minutes.
Yeah,
but still, it's been that's an advantage that Menifee County had on the boards was him, and when he goes out of the game, it becomes basically five out with a bunch of guards from Menifee, as right now they have five guards on the floor pretty much. So they're going to give this ball to.
I'm trying to figure out who this lady was, but this is her scorekeeper. I'm like, okay.
I thought she was just a random fan that showed up down there.
She walked over there with a pencil. She wants to know whose ball it is.
So they're going to give it to Bath County. So after all that, nothing changes.
They were thinking at the end when Rennie hooked that was a jump ball, but it was actually a hook foul.
Yeah.
So,
because there was not a jump ball call in that quarter. So walking it up to Sorrell after about 2 minutes of deliberation, we're right where we were. As here is Manley stepping in the passing lane with a steal. Got a 2-on-2. His layup is good. Beautiful transition basketball there by Manley. Walking it up is Sorrell. Giving over to the right-hand side of the floor is Roussis. Now to Rennie. Back out top into the hands of McCarty. 7.5 to go. Here's a give to Roussis, top of the key. Looking, Rennie catches. Fake the three. Good job defensively here by Menifee. Rennie in the paint. Lays it up off the glass. Good.
He got it that deep. There wasn't much that Menifee County could do.
Right. And his ball handling is not bad. It's just that he gets exposed when he tries to do too much dribbling. That's a nice job there by the big fella scoring. So 17-16, Bethany back ahead. As they move it over to the paint, Lawson has it.
Lawson wanted to go up with that, and then he looked over his shoulder and realized Rennie was there.
Here's a pass top of the key to the hands of Manley. They move it over to Lawson. He's matched up out there with Eli. Back to Lawson. Back to Williams. Back to Lawson. Hands off to Ricker. Clock's at 6.5 to go here in the second quarter. Bath County leading by one. In the paint, Ricker misses a shot. Got it all the way to the rim, but just came up short on it. Short-armed it. Good defense by the Cats. Transition basketball. Layups missed by Brashear. They get it to Ricker. Got a one-on-one against Braden Roos. The shot's taken. Ricker hits the deck. He'll go to the free throw line for two. And Todd, to be such small players physically, Aiden Manley as well as Brevin Ricker, they use every ounce of their bodies. You know, they're not tall kids. They're not heavy kids. They're not particularly strong kids. But they just know how to play this game, and they put themselves in good positions. That's why they score so many points between them.
Absolutely. They're relentless. Just this Menifee County barrage that they always throw at us. Those kids, when they're on the floor, they play hard, regardless of who their coach is.
First one's good. Ricker will get a second.
Chance to give his team a lead. Pinball it back Menifee County side.
All the way in, it rims out. 17-17. Jay Smith back the other way, throws away. Ricker steps in the pass lane. Got a one-on-three. Step three is good. No, he's no good, rather, behind the arc. Thought he'd made that one. Rebound played by Rennie. Moe's got a one-on-three. He needs to give it up, too. Gets it to Smith. Jace into the paint. Shot's taken. Offensive foul.
Victor just does a good job. Got in front of the defender. Set his feet. Made Jace Smith go through him.
Now, Jace a little bit out of control there, and he tried to do too much. He thought he had an opportunity to score, but they did a good job of stepping in last second, taking on charge. So good job defensively, probably a good take as well. Sometimes you can have a good play both ways. That's kind of what happened. So Chase Robinson in the game replacing Jace, who's getting some instruction there from Coach Perry. Manley out top. They get the ball to the post. Ricker three. Off the back of the iron, no good. Manley saves it in, but he saves it in to Taylen Sorrell. Three on two for the Cats. McCarty, wing three, left side, no good. Rebound by Robinson. He's tied up. And it should be Menifee County basketball after all the fiasco with the original possession of this quarter.
Now they're coming in with the beef.
As Bowling comes in for Bath County, replacing Rennie. And Landon Jackson returns for Menifee County as he replaces Caleb Perkins. So walking it up here is Menifee. Lawson has it, top of the key. Brashear versus Ricker is a big matchup in the man-to-man. Everybody else is playing his own. They kick it over to Ricker. Gets in the paint. One on four, loses it. Good job by Brashear stealing it, taking it away. Not a good take there for the Menifee County junior. Back the other way is Bath County transition. Brashear catches top of the key and extends that arm. That's an offensive foul. Ricker gets up very slowly. He took a shot to the mid area.
It's a first foul of Brashear.
Montana's first. So walking it up here is Aiden Manley, 4:57 to go here in the second quarter. Tied at 17. Out top to the basketball is Lawson. Takes it in the paint. Shot's taken, no good. Rebound all Bath County under there. Bowling gets it. As they pass over on the wing. Into the hands of Saul. 4:36 to go in the second quarter. As they're looking for a cutter. And there's an illegal screen set out top. And
oh, Bowling was set.
So Ricker hits the deck again. Todd, he's taking a beating.
I'm not sure that he's drawn a foul on just about every Bethany player that's come at him.
So I think it may be worth it. As there's a timeout on the floor, it's a full one. We'll take one as well at the 4:28 mark, tied at 17. We'll be back with more of the second quarter after these words.
You know, nowadays it seems like nothing is built to last. Like phones, appliances, cars, computers. But the new Michelin Defender 2 tire is designed to outlast. With a quiet and comfortable ride, you'll have the confidence you need on the roads, whether they're wet or dry. So goodbye to short-lived and hello to something that lasts.
Shop Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Powell Funeral Home, 39 Main Street, Salt Lake, and owner Robbie Powell is pleased to help sponsor Bath County High School sports on WKCA Radio. Powell Funeral Home is the oldest continuously owned funeral home in Bath County, operated by the Powell family since 1935. They serve Bath and surrounding counties with cremation as well as traditional funerals from simple to extravagant. Powell Funeral Home offers pre-funding plans including the Investor Heritage Life Insurance Company. Want to know more? Contact Robbie Powell, funeral director at 683-2871.
.428 to go here in this second quarter from Bath County High School, and it has been a wild one. Both teams playing pretty good basketball. We've had an ejection. We've had multiple confrontations with coaches and officials, and we're back to action as Aiden Manley knifes his way through the paint, scores in a half court.
A stop ball. Nobody did.
Making it 19-17. You're going to play that zone. You've got to eliminate that toward the middle.
Bath County spent 3 minutes between baskets, between points.
Nice look to Brashear from McCarty for the two. He went back door wide open.
Give him six.
That's nice offense there from the Cats. Walking it up is Menifee County. Aiden Manley has it. Has a pick set out top by Ricker. Ricker's wanting to pop off that pick. They don't pick up Manley. Missed a shot from 15. He was wide open. Rebound on the play by Bath County. Brashear the other way. Gives to Chase Robinson, top of the key. Out to Bowling. He's looking for cutters. Now they find Taylen Charles, top of the key. Taylen hands off to Eli, fake the three. McCarty now needs some help. He goes right side to Bowling. A low percentage pass that somehow makes it. He hands off to Taylen Charles. He goes baseline, spins around, finds Bowling at the elbow. Not a really good possession so far for Bath County. Just a lot of struggling. Montana takes his guy off the dribble, has it taken away from him. Brevin Ricker gets the steal as he walks it up. 3:07 to go here in the second.
Ricker just stripped him on the way up and stayed with it.
And you can tell he's a difference maker on the floor. Gets it into the paint. Follow away jumper is on its way. No good. Rebound the play by McCarty. Eli back the other way. Taylen Sarr catches at midcourt, nearly an over and back. Putting out a few dribbles, now giving Cabolling top of the key. Dishes to McCarty, three is up, no good. Ball hits the deck, Bowling rebound, stolen away from him. Actually, it's a blocked shot, but they just knocked it out of his hands. Ricker transition, gets it around Robinson, goes to the basket. He's trying to draw a foul there, doesn't get it. Ball goes out of bounds, midfield keep it. The Roussis brothers come into the game, replacing Bowling and somebody.
Brashear.
So you got Roussis, Saul, Robinson, and McCarty on the floor for the Cats. Manley's looking to trigger. Finds Williams out top. He's back in the game. He got a break. Got a Ricker. 2:27 to go here in this second quarter of play from Owingsville. Looking to break a tie here is Ricker. He puts down a few dribbles. Hands off to Manley out top. Ricker took one of the nose. I don't think he's faking this one because he's still holding his nose. There's a three by Williams that misses everything. Preston Roussis gets it on a rebound from his brother. Pass in to Braden. Nice little shot up off the glass and good. Give Preston Roussis the assist to his brother Braden. That makes the score 21-19. 1:50 to go here in this second quarter of play. Now top Ricker, fake the three, gives to Lawson. Back to Ricker, his guy fell, shots up, and good by Ricker. You can't give him an inch of daylight, or he's going to take total advantage of it. Memphis County back ahead, 22-21. 1.5 to go here in the second quarter. Braden Roussis has it out top, gives it to Robinson. Chase looking for cutters. They're just covering everybody up. Taylen Sorrell, foul line jumper on its way. No good. He missed that one badly. Rebound on the play by Lawson. Gives up to Manley. Up to the wing. Three by Rickers. No good off the back iron. Rebound by McCarty back the other way. Bobby's laying over on the ground. No foul called either way. Here's a pass. Braden Roos is top of the key. There's a handoff to Sorrell out top. Step back three is on its way. No good. It was long. Rebound the play by Williams. He gets the ball to Ricker from Menifee. Jumper from 15 is on its way. No good. Gets his own rebound. He's everywhere. Skip pass, top of the key, over on the wing. Nice take to the basket on a shot. It's no good by Perkins. Whistle comes in, and he's going to get some free throws. So Braden Roosters picks up his second personal. So shooting two here will be Caleb Perkins. He's a junior, 6'2", wears number 33. Menifee's whole team is back. First free throw is no good. Looks odd seeing nobody on the block at this point in the ballgame. Rennie's back in, and so is Bashir. As Robinson and McCarty check out for the Cats. Second free throw is up, and it's good. Making one of two there was the junior Perkins. And that makes it a 23-21 game. We're going to take a quick timeout. Be back in a minute. Bathgate trails by two here on WKCA.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Have you found the home of your dreams, the car you just can't go without, or maybe have a new business idea? I'm Hayden Price at the Citizens Bank in Owingsville. Every day we help business owners and people like you get money for the things that they want and need. If you've got something in mind, give me a call at 674-6331 or my cell phone, 606-210-0293. We're here to help you. The Citizens Bank, Main Street, Owingsville, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back as our broadcast continues here on WKCA. Patrick Armitage, Todd Lace, top 33 seconds to go. Bath came with a chance to tie it here with a bucket. But it's been a battle.
Absolutely. It's been a hard fight both directions.
As Bashir throws it down court to Roosis. Now Braden Roosis catches, shots from 10 feet. Good, that ties it. Good offensive play there by B. Give the assist to his brother. Here's a pass to Williams, wing, three up, right wing, he got it. 26-23, 14 seconds. The ball's over there in the cheerleaders. Bethany finally gets it in bounds. A couple seconds, we lost there. 8 seconds, Preston, top of the key. Goes down to Braden. 2 seconds, 1 second. Rennie at the buzzer. No good, but he's going to go to the free throw line for two. He was hacked, and Todd, that would have counted. Probably a really good foul there, I mean, if he counted, because he was going to take an and one off the board.
Rennie's trying to go back to the locker room, and they're like, no, you got to go shoot some shots.
Get two shots here. Menifee County shouldn't be out there with him because time has expired. And Coach Robinson saying, let's let him stand out there. And they pull him back offline, which that's standard, customary. Rennie's free throw is up and good. He will get a second. He's got a chance to cut this Menifee lead to one here at the break. It's 26-24 as we stand. He's got one more free throw. Once again, standing out there on the island by himself.
Those are the hardest free throws to shoot.
They are. Shot number two is no good. So we reached halftime. The score, Menifee 26, Bath County 24. A good old good one, as Jeff Ray would say here from Owingsville. We're going to take a quick break, head back to the studio for a couple minutes. Todd will have halftime stats and much, much more. You're listening to Bath County Basketball here on WKCA.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
The unsung hero of the game is sponsored by Schwartz Mowing Company Incorporated, an established right-of-way maintenance company located in Olympia, Kentucky. They provide the right-of-way industry with quality service and the equipment and manpower to get the job done under the toughest conditions. Line clearing, mowing, tree removal, canopy removal, and herbicide vegetation control are some of the services they provide. For more information, call 606-674-2971 or their website, SchwartzMowing.com.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call. 987-1977.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Welcome back as we reach halftime here at Bath County High School Gymnasium. A great crowd, a great game, lots of drama, lots of three-point shots. If you're a Bath County fan or a Menifee County fan, you've got to be happy with the way that first half worked out. Everybody had opportunities. Everybody hit shots. Everybody went on runs. And everybody's hoping that their team can pull it through here in this second half. But I tell you what, we knew coming into this when Brevin Ricker is one of the best scorers in the state. You know, it's not just the region. It's not just the district. He's averaging 20 a ball game. He's so good, and you know, he's a bucket. So every time you lean into him, he'll fade away and make a shot. You overplay him, he'll go back and score on you. He can shoot over you with his jumper. You know, he's got the complete diverse skill set. You know, he can go inside, outside. He does what he needs to do. He's a smallish kid. You know, he's not going to go in and overpower you, but he is so coordinated with his game, and that's what Bath County's got to be able to stop. Now, Jamison Williams has made his fair share of threes. He's a very good wing player, and I really enjoy watching him play this game. And he's gotten bigger. He's gotten stronger. He can also do some rebounding that he hasn't been able to do in the past. And Aiden Manley, we know he's a basketball-first kid that has played here for several years. He's a junior now. He's part of that junior class from Menifee County that's going to be here another year. And they can play, and they play well together. You hate to see Jolly get ejected early, because I know how much this game meant to him to come through this gymnasium and try to get a win, especially as a senior and being a Bath County student previously. So, you know, there's a lot of kids out there that he wanted to be able, to go out with a win here against in Owingsville in his last game, and he's not able to do that. So they've had to come with kind of a committee of post players to replace him. It's given Bath County an advantage on the post. It's given us advantage in rebounding. Todd, as you go through some first half stats, it could have went either way. But Menifee County comes out with a two-point lead when the smoke clears.
Absolutely. I've got Menifee County 9 of 24 from the floor for 36%, 6 of 14 behind the arc for 43%, 2 of 4 from the charity stripe for 50%. Bath County 9 of 21 from the floor, 43%, 3 of 7 behind the arc for 43%, and made 75% of their free throws. They were 3 of 4 in that first half of play. Menifee County was led by Ricker, 10 points, 4 rebounds, and a steal, 9 points, 2 boards for Williams, all those coming behind the arc. 4 points, 3 boards, and a steal for Manley, 2 points, 3 boards, and a block for Lawson, a point and a rebound for Perkins, and that rounded out the Menifee County scoring. Bath County was led by 9 points from Eli McCarty, all of his behind the arc in that first quarter for 3 rebounds. 6 points, 2 boards, and a steal for Bashir. 4 points and a rebound for Braden Roussas, 3 points, 3 rebounds for Rennie,
2 points and a rebound for Sorrell, playing but failing to score, pulling down two boards was Bowling. Also saw Chase Robinson didn't stat anything. And then Preston Roussas didn't score, but had a really nice assist to his brother Braden for two of his 4 points in that first half. And that rounded out the Bath County players other than Smith, who had two rebounds in that first half.
Well, and Todd, we didn't get a chance to go over the Ira Kilburn opening arguments before we started this ball game. But the things that I sort of sketched down was confidence, which we're playing with some confidence finally. And after that Fleming County game, you would have to say, you know, if you're a Bath County critic, if you're a Bath County super fan, you would have to say that team played much more confident basketball than we've seen all year. And I think handling adversity, and when I say adversity, I mean in the course of a ball game, and I don't care what kind of ball it is, if you're bowling with your girlfriend or if you're out here playing high school basketball at a high level, you're going to face adversity. You're going to roll one in the gutter. You're going to have an 8-0 run go the other way. How are you going to handle that? How are you going to come out of it? And I thought that first half there were a couple momentum plays. And I think when Jolly was ejected, Menifee County sort of, you know, Coach Robinson, who he comes from a Menifee County or a Montgomery County tree, he's got a really good pedigree. He's a very good coach. I think he got his team together and said, hey, guys, it's us against the world. And we have no choice but to just come out here and fight. What, you know, we don't have a chance. He's a fish. You know, I'm sure he was saying those things. And we're going to battle through it. We're going to steal one here tonight. And that's the attitude they played with. You can tell. It's just they got a chip on their shoulder, and they're battling. And Coach Schwartz used to get his team prepared that same way. Hey, guys, we're Little Menifee. We're going to come in here. We're going to win this ball game. And he was able to win something like that and get these guys to buy in and believe you. Okay? Then Ricker went on that run, and he scored about 8 consecutive points. Bath County battled back. And I credit Taylen Sorrell, who's one of our leaders. He hasn't had the big scoring output tonight, but he's been able to put this team on his back by ball handling and defense. And I think Montana Brashear's done a good job chasing Ricker around for the most part. And then Eli McCarty making threes. And that's in a combination of other players, those other spots. Greeny played pretty good down the stretch. But it's got us back in this ball game. And I feel like both teams have shown some fight. And that's what you want. When you're an unbiased fan coming to a ball game, and there's a lot of them here. A lot of people are here just to watch basketball, and they've seen a good one.
You're exactly right. I was just going to look over all the ties and things in that first half, but because I hadn't done that.
Well, there was a bunch of them, and I'd say there were 6 or 8 lead changes.
There was 4 ties. There was 5 lead changes in the first quarter.
Yeah, I mean, it went back and forth. We had, like, 6 possessions and, like, 5 lead changes there at one point. As our halftime score is 26-24.
10 lead changes.
Yep. And but what that does, that lets everybody know that we've got a chance to win this ball game. When you go to that halftime locker room and you're able to say that, hey, guys, we went up in this game 5 different times, 6 different times, whatever it was, that builds confidence. And, you know, guys come out and feel like they've got a chance. And I know both of these huddles need a win. Bath County wants a win here because it gives us a chance to get into that number 3 hole. You want to get that number 3 seed. You don't want to lose 2 to Menifee County and go 0-6 in your district possibly unless you knock off Round County next week, who you're probably a 25-point underdog to. So this is the game that you want to try to win to maybe move up a seed and not play that number 1 team. We've seen Fleming. They're your projected number 1. Do you want to play them again? I don't know. We played great and gave up 90 against them. Let's just be real. We played Round County, who you stylistically favors you more. The only way of playing Round County is pretty much to win tonight and hope. And hope Fleming County takes care of business with Round County and win tonight handily. You probably need to win by more than 6 points. And you get into those tiebreakers, and tiebreakers are records. But then you get down tiebreakers or points, too. So you not only need to win this game, you need to win the going away. And that could be a tall order because Menifee County is here to stay, I feel like. If Bath County gets the basketball to start this third quarter, there's no controversy over this possession. We've had a couple of those. Now top of the basketball is McCarty into Rennie. Lays it up good. Beautiful look there by McCarty. Rennie cut back door. That was probably a 25-foot chest pass over top of the defense. 26 all, 7.5 to go here in this third quarter play. Ricker has it out top, being guarded by Brashear. Manley picks it up. gives it to Williams. Over to Ricker. He gets around Brashear, takes it in, lays it off the glass. Good. You know, Montana, a willing defender and good athletic ability, but you cannot let up for a second. He was trying to keep Ricker from shooting the jumper. He goes right around him for the two.
Well, got put on an island and had no backside help.
Yep, and they're going to put you on an island with this offense. When you're playing a box and chaser, you're on an island from the tip. Pass inside to Rennie. Nice look to Braden Roos. Just lays it up, no good. Credits Lawson with a block. Coach Perry thought he was fouled.
He might have been.
Back the other way is Menifee County. Lawson gives it up right side to Williams. Talks at 6:45 to go here in the third. 28-26 Menifee. They kick it over to Lawson. Back out top to Manley. It's basically a three-score attack here for Menifee with two really good passers at the other two spots. Those three being their three guards. Pass down low to Lawson. He loses the handle stolen away by Roosters. Not the offensive possession they wanted. It was just an erratic pass so close by Perkins, and Lawson couldn't handle it. Ball gets back the other way at the 6:15 mark here in the third quarter. 28-26. Bath County down by two. Eli McCarty with a take, and he makes it. He went around his defender, puts it high up off the glass on the right side for two. And that ties this game at 28, so 6:02 to go here in this third quarter. Walking it up is Aiden Manley here for Menifee County. Pass left wing to Williams. Actually, that's Ricker. And a pass to the post. Rennie with a good defensive play as Perkins misses it. And here's a put back up and in as Lawson steals it from Rennie and is able to score. That makes it 30-28. Menifee County seesaws back ahead. McCarty, top of the key. Hands off to Brashear on the wing, guarded by Ricker. He gives it up to Roosis, Braden in the paint. Shot's taken, no good. Rebound by Lawson, and we've got a Roosis foul. And that's one of those frustrations fouls. You miss the basket down low, then you want to try to steal back on the possession change. And Roosis commits the foul. So Jay Smith back in for the Cats. That's Braden's third. So Smith replaces Roosis. Ball's inbound to Manley, 30-28, 5:20 to go here in this third quarter of play from Owings Hill. Just joining us, the girls got a win. We're trying to do the same. Williams' three-point shot from the wing is no good. Rennie deflecting it to the hands of Ricker. His three is up, no good. Rebound, Williams shot up and off the glass. So much green on the offensive boards. That's got to drive Coach Perry nuts.
Us with the size and they with the number.
Yes. I mean, here's a foul that is on Manley. Manley kind of steps in front of a cutter, commits foul. As Bath County calls a 30-second timeout, we'll keep this one here. Todd just gives everybody a chance to kind of catch their breath. And I think, you know, we got a four-point ball game. Coach Perry realizes you don't want to go down 6-8 points. Because Ricker can put this team on his back and score 25 or 30. And right now you're starting to get that vibe of Menifee's getting more confident. Bath County, these last couple of possessions, we took some bad shots, we made some bad decisions, and they're getting all the offensive glass. It was probably a really good time there for a timeout.
Absolutely. And Coach Perry realized that. Just trying to calm his team down and be like, listen, we're not in trouble. But if we don't write our things out, we're going to be. And, you know, that's kind of what he's talking to them. Maybe not those words exactly, but, you know, this is a Menifee County team. But you give them a little bit of momentum, a little bit of, and the shots start falling. That basket starts getting bigger, and they're already crashing the boards. We've got to crash the boards ourselves.
So it's going to be Bath County basketball underneath their own basket. 4:53 to go here in this third quarter. Ball's inbound to Brashear. We need Montana to get it going offensively. He's got a defensive mismatch with Perkins guarding out there in the man-to-man. He decides to ISO and take it on himself into the paint. Give it to Rennie. Rennie has it taken away. Perkins hits the deck with it. It's a tie ball. Menifee's going to get it.
Montana. We do not go after loose balls.
I know.
They'll just roll around on the floor, and we just sit there and look at it.
I know. And it's not just one guy either. And it's one of those things you just got to – you got to kind of break that seal. If one guy hits the deck, I feel like others will.
Well, Menifee's are not afraid to hit the floor.
That's all they do. And it's the difference right now, the loose balls, the possessions, the second chances. Ricker is fouled on his way to the basket. I assume that's on Brashear.
Yes.
Yeah, he was sort of riding him on his hip.
Deuce.
That's two on Montana, and you know, there's maybe more to come because they're targeting here with Ricker. They want Ricker to get, you know, 10 more shots this quarter. There's a jumper by Ricker that's no good. Ball pinballs around, hits the deck. Good job by Brashear stepping in, catching it. They get it to Lawson, though. He steals it back. Back to Ricker. Step back three. Left wing on the way and good. Wow. 35-28. 7 points. Menifee lead here in Oyster. This crowd's going crazy. Here's a hand off top of the key into the hands of Sorrell. He sort of tries to calm things down here. Gives it to Rennie at the elbow. Tries to go to the basket, and he does so, and he's fouled on his way up. Falling for the ball fake there was Perkins.
And Lawson coming out going, don't fall for that, man.
Rennie does a lot of ball fakes, and these guys aren't used to seeing it. I know the coaching staff and probably these upperclassmen have seen it. I know Ricker knew about it. Him and Manley both went to the, and Lawson did too. They're like, man, he's going to do that. Moe's first free throw is no good. He will get a second. No 1-3 at the line tonight. Let's see, we'll get another opportunity. 3:44 to go in the third. That's coming down by a touchdown. And an extra point. Second free throw is no good. 35-28. Wildcats in green, walk it up, moving right to left on your dial. Ricker, shots up from 17, got it. 37-28, 3.5 to go here in this third quarter of play.
2.5 minutes off the clock. Bath County hasn't got points on the board.
Sorrell gets it all the way down to the baseline, loses the handle, stolen away Manley. They've got a 3-on-1. Manley gives it up to Williams. His shot's taken, blocked by McCarty. Great job. Bath County's got a 4-on-0. Up to Moe, slams it home. Good job in transition. Got to get a defensive stop here. I mean, the dunk's amazing. We got to stop somebody. It's 37-30. Bath County's had four bad defensive possessions in a row. And I'm sure that's what this coaching staff's talking about. We've got to get back. Here's a pass to Lawson out between the circles. Saves his dribble. Goes over to the wing. Now to Manley. Overplayed here by Sorrell. There's a three by Williams that is short. Missed everything. And from a good shooter, that was a poorly executed shot. They got the look that they wanted.
For Menifee County Faithfuls wanting a hook on Rennie, but he couldn't help it that his player was shorter than him.
37-30, 2:33 to go in the third. Wildcats walk it up with Eli McCarty. Menifee came with a man-to-man three by Eli. Good! And we got a foul inside on somebody. It's a Bath County foul.
So they count the basket. Count the basket.
And it's on Rennie. And he did extend that arm, and that's what you can't do. So Menifee County, who is getting a possession, will continue to have the basketball. That's two on Moe. Walking it up with 2:20 to go. 4-point ball game. Menifee 5-4.
Both of Moe's fouls have been on the offensive side.
Here's a jumper from the free throw line for Ricker, and that's money. He gets right through the back of the defense there. 39-33, 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. That's going to consider the timeout there. They elect to play through it. Keeping a dribble alive here is McCarty to Smith out top. Kind of confused on offense here. Not a lot of movement. Taking himself is Montana Brashear scoring. That's a big one. We got a timeout here by Coach Perry. It's a full one. We'll take it as well. 39-35. Bath County trails by four. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
All of us at Richardson Funeral Home know that losing a loved one is never easy, and we are often left lost and confused. Richardson Funeral Home is here to provide guidance and support when you need it most. Richardson Funeral Home is multi-generational and has served families since 1952, starting with Randolph Richardson. The staff at the Richardson Funeral Home, Kathy, Jenny, Gary, Crystal, Noah, and Ernie, look forward to serving our community that we love for many years to come. A tradition of excellence will continue. 121 East Main Street in Owingsville.
Sweet, so sweet.
You know it could have been some honey.
Oh, yeah. is Terry McCarty. Come and see me for a sweet deal at Dutch's.
Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
.139 to go here in this third quarter of play. Just got a text from Bath County legend Ewell Thomas. He's not lying to me. Brown County 74, Fleming County 59. 48 seconds left in Brown County.
Doesn't surprise me.
It surprised me a little. That's a big score. Long three by Williams. He misses it. Rebound to play here by Bath County. Back the other way is McCarty. Into the hands of Smith. Back to Eli. Three, left side. Get in there. No good off the back iron. Offensive rebound. Not corralled. Defense back the other way. Lawson lays that in the end. He got it on a give from Manley. Good transition basketball here by Menifee County. 41-35. Eli McCarty, top of the key. He's matched up man-to-man here by Williams. Goes to Jay Smith in the corner. Tries to bounce past to Moe, stolen away. Lawson coast to coast and one. He was fouled hard.
And he made the basket.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't see. 43-35. Yeah, it went home, and he's got a chance for a three-point play. Preston Roos is replacing Smith. Brashear gets instruction here from Coach Perry. So this third quarter has been all Menifee County. They're in the midst of a very big run. Free throws up. Actually, airballed it. Should have been a stoppage. Lawson hits the deck. They're going to call a foul. Menifee County's Lawson came in and maybe smacked an arm. It'll be Bath County possession.
Should have been a dead ball.
Should have been an air bounce. Yep. And it cost Menifee County a foul because it gave Lawson a chance to come in and hack somebody to try to get it back. Ball's inbounded to Brashear. Full court pressure being applied here. Bath County got some numbers. Got a 3-on-2. Down to Moe. Shot's taken and good. He called it the baseline. Had a 3-on-2. That's an easy two. Fox at 30 seconds. 43-37. Menifee County with the lead here in Owingsville. Rickard, top of the key. Putting down a few dribbles. Kind of some isolation basketball here with Brashear. Fox at 15 seconds.
Got to watch that jab step. He'll come in. He'll jab step back.
Well, you got to watch these guys on the backside, like Perkins and those guys, for your defense falling asleep in the back end. Ricker has it, top of the key, gets to the free throw line, fadeaway shots up, no good. Rebound by Moe. He gives up to Preston, midcourt, the shots will not count. As Brashear Heagle at the basket, we reach the end of three complete. Our score, 43, Menifee, 37 Bath. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Wildcat Basketball here on WKCA.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
Professional, caring, and affordable. If that doesn't describe the health care your family receives, then you need to visit Sterling Healthcare today. Significant savings for qualified patients, friendly faces, and financial assistance to make services very affordable. These are just a few ways that make Sterling Healthcare the choice for your family's health care. I'm Tina Bryant, Chief Executive Officer for Sterling Healthcare, and I invite you to check us out today at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686.
We'll see if Bath County has a run left in them. 43-37, final 8 minutes here from Owingsville. Patrick Armitage, Todd Waits, full house here from Bath County High School. And it has been all Menifee County in the second half. So the ball is inbounded to Sorrell. That's the Bath County student section having a good time. Down 6 points, though. As here's a steal out top by Lawson. Bethany steals it back. Rennie transition, lays it up off the glass, and good. Benefit County did not have the numbers, and Moe's so good on the back end, playing it in for two. 7:40 to go in this fourth quarter, 43-39. Bethany tightens it up with that possession. Give Moe 11. Step back three. Ricker got it. Man,
give him 22.
He's got a little smirk on his face. If you do that, you deserve to be able to smirk. Here's a steal out top by Lawson, stolen back on the back tap from Roos, is coming away with it. It's Sorrell. Transition gives it to Moe, slams it home. Two big dunks for Moe tonight. As Coach Perry calls a timeout, trying to get some momentum. It's a 30-second variety. We'll keep it here. Todd, after the game, we'll have our R.L. Cottle Construction Company Player of the Game, your Sports is Mowing Unsung Hero, Downtown Athletic Club Defense Player of the Game, Ira Kilburn Final Verdict. Throw in Montgomery Tractor. We've got a set of sponsors, and many of them that weren't mentioned there, that make this broadcast possible. And we'd like to take this time to thank every one of those people that you have their spots all night.
I tell people all the time, you know, you hear these sponsors throughout the game. The women, tell them thank you for doing this broadcast, yep, putting us on here, because otherwise we're not here without them.
Right.
And you know, when you see the Sherry's Pizza and these various banks, and go in there and tell them thank you. Take your business to them.
Yep.
You know, stay local. You don't hear these big box stores. You don't hear these mail order online things advertising and doing these broadcasts. It's, yep, it's your little mom and pops, and we appreciate them so very much.
And the people that are sponsoring Bath County Basketball love Bath County Basketball. And that's what makes our community tight, and that's how we continue to thrive here in Owingsville and Bath County. I just let the crossroads dance. It's been a wild little evening here in the community. Jumper, Ricker, got it, goodness. Come off two picks. Any basketball people out there that know Rip Hamilton, or maybe Reggie Miller. There's a Frenchburg version right there. Coming off multiple picks.
Maybe a little shorter.
Catching, shooting. It's okay. They get the gist. As Sorrow, let's take his guy off the dribble, and Manley fouls him. Fouls on the floor.
And Manley, Tyler Hansborough.
Yeah, he was trying to get by with one, and he couldn't believe that he didn't get by with one. Wildcats will trigger. That is the Bethany Wildcats with 6:34 to go. Ball's inbounded to Rennie. Moe travels with it. He made the basket, but he traveled just before getting it up to the rim. Todd, you can see why they wanted Moe eligible. He figured it out.
Yeah.
How many's he got? 48-41 here with 6:26 to go in this fourth quarter.
13.
Yeah. 13 points, two dunks, couple rebounds, offering some shots. We'd like to see him be a little more active on the defensive end with his hands in the air at 6'11". Three, Manley up. Good. That's his first make from three. Not known as a three-point shooter. Shoots about 25% from three on the year.
Gives his team a 10-point edge and gets a 7-point.
Talon for the answer. No good. Saul had a good look at it, but just could not capitalize. Rebound the play by Lawson.
Talon with only 2 points.
Wildcats in green will take over the possession with 5:47 to go. And this is where having Ricker is so dominant. It's kind of like having Reed Shepard at the end of a ball game. He's a good foul shooter, but he can still keep you in the game by putting the ball in the basket. As there's a shot that's missed, Ricker out of bounds with it on the rebound. It is a turnover. He went over Moe to score and got a decent look that rimmed out. Then the rebound came back down to him, but he was standing out of bounds with it. So with 5.5 to go, Bath County trailing by 10, needing buckets. Neal quick. McCarty, top of the key, spins. Shot taken. No good. Rebound back to McCarty. His putback is no good.
But he was fouled.
He will shoot two from the line as he was harmed on his way up.
Fouls on Williams, his first.
Williams has had a quiet second, third, and fourth quarter. Eli's first free throw is no good. He will get a second. Bethany senior. But Williams was really good in that first quarter. When Jolly got ejected, and we're just on air broadcast, they had a little scrum on the floor. Nothing major, but he did extend his leg, I guess, is what the officials were saying, you know, in a scrum on the floor. And their leading rebounder, who has 8 points and 10 rebounds per game, was ejected 2-plus minutes into the ball game. And Menifee County has responded mightily. As Moe blocks Ricker's shot, ball hits the deck, rebounded by Sorrell, pulled out of by Sorrell to get up to Moe for a third dunk. Slams it home at 6-11. 51-43, two more for Rennie, give him 15. Talks at 4:50 to go here in this fourth quarter. Out top with it is Manley. He gets it into the paint, over to Williams. And at this point, the clock is Menifee County's friend. I know 4 minutes is a lot of time, but they've got the ball handlers with Manley and Ricker and Williams that they can run a minute off the clock. And if they can do those things, it really puts this Bath County team behind the eight ball when we're trying to make a comeback that was 10 points down, now 7. And there's a reach in out top on Bashir. And here's the flip side to fouling. You don't want to foul right there because you've had a good defensive possession, force them into a mistake. This kind of gives Menifee County a chance to reset their offense.
Bashir picks up his third.
And they're about 35 seconds into this possession. As Roussis is guarding Lawson out there on the perimeter, they give it up to Ricker like they should, top of the key between the circles. Cox at 4-12 to go in this fourth quarter, 51-43. Bath County trailing Menifee. Here's a pass out to the wing. Manley has it. Back out to Ricker. They're just looking for their guy. Gets it in the paint. Nice pass down low. Shot's taken and made. Rennie came up and left Perkins wide open. They were not going to let Ricker beat him on that possession. Perkins beat him. 53-43 leads back out to 10. Eli 3 is up for Bath County and good. That's a big one. Back to 7.
17.
53-46. 3:40 to go here in regulation. Ricker has it top of the key. Bashir doing a good job guarding him. Ricker in the paint finds a wide open player that is fouled on his way up. And that's going to send the big fella Perkins to the line again. Same exact thing that happened to possession before. Rocking the defensive sleep there with Ricker. And he finds the big man Junior down low. And you've got to give credit not only to this Menifee County coaching staff for
Braden.
Right, Roussis. Bashir playing with 3. Perkins' first free throw is up. Not pretty. He will get a second. Perkins forced into some major action tonight. And he's played fairly well. He'd love to make one or two here. Second one's up. He's shooting them one-handed. He got that one to fall. Menifee County calls a full timeout. We're going to take one as well. Probably our last full one. 3:27 to go in the ball game, 54-46. You're listening to Bath County Basketball. Be back in a minute.
This is Robert Pruitt.
And I'm Megan Morton with the Owingsville Banking Company. We want to wish the Wildcats, Lady Cats, band, and cheerleaders good luck for the 2023-2024 Bath County basketball season.
Come visit us for your financial needs at the historic Owings House on Main Street in Owingsville, to our branches at the Miller Shopping Plaza and Bethel Branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If I told you adding BioRed Plus products to your feeding program would improve your livestock, would you believe it? It's true, and it's available at Southern States Owingsville Service. Use BioRed Plus products or BioRed Plus tubs to improve gut health and reduce stress. This improves your animal, not your feed. Efficient weight gain with reduced treatments and death loss means higher profit. Find out more at BioRed.com or at Southern States Owingsville Service, a farmer-owned cooperative since 1923.
.327 to go in this fourth quarter. Patrick Armitage, Todd Waits, Davey Moore with us in broadcast number one. Girls picked up a win, Todd. The boys are going to need a run if they're going to pick this one up.
They're going to need some points and some stops.
And where are we going to get them? You know, that's the question. We've been, Big Mo's had a big game. He's got 15 points tonight. It's been really good. Talon has been covered up by Manley, and Ricker is doing a nice job on Montana Bashir. And then Eli McCarty's been our MVP tonight. As here's a three from Sorrell that is good. That's a spot. They leave him open. Finally, he gets a look. It's 5 for Mr. Sorrell, 54-49. 3:07 to go. Ricker out top with it. And there's a reach in there by Sorrell. That's just a good job by Ricker.
He drew that. He used his body to generate a foul there. And that's only the 13th foul, so two more common fouls.
Before it's only two on tall.
Yep. And I'm sure Bathcony's wanting to get to a position where maybe we can get some free throws. Shot by Menifee. You want to be able to get a possession back later in this ball game. Ricker has it out top. Got to be careful not get a five if you're Ricker. They go down low to Williams. Over to Manley. His three is on its way. Off the back iron, no good. Rebound by Rennie. Into the hands of Brashear. Takes it coast to coast. Misses the shot. Ball hits the deck. Pulled out there by Moe. His putback is no good. But he will get an opportunity. And he gets a technical foul as he bounces the ball off the floor. And I don't think he was doing it out of any frustration toward anyone but himself. But that's going to offset some of the good that happened here on this possession for Bath County. And, man, we cut it to five. So Randy's going to get his two free throws. And Todd Menifee will get their free throws. And then they'll get a possession. Does that sound right?
Yep.
These rules change daily. So in the act of shooting was Randy.
Mo gets his third in the process.
Yeah, it's his third foul. So you like to see him make these two. And that'll offset whatever Rickers will do on the other end. This free throw is no good. He will get a second. And Mo sort of bounced the ball really hard. He was going to catch it himself. But it took a bad bounce off the floor, and he didn't catch it. And then we got a basketball bouncing 20 feet in the air. Making one of two there was Rennie. I can only imagine Ricker shooting these. And he is the player of choice here for Coach Robinson. How many's Ricker got, roughly?
Roughly?
He'll shoot a pair. Roughly 30, I'd say.
22.
Okay. First one's no good. He doesn't miss many, so if he makes this one, it'll match Moe's exchange. Got a four-point ball game.
Tip for tap.
Second one's up. Makes it. 55-50. Menifee can't really get a possession. Bath County needs a stop here to offset that last possession. But there's 2:38 to go in the ballgame, so you don't have a lot of time. Next foul will send actually two more fouls before Menifee County will go to the free throw line. I'd foul one of these guys out here. That's a good foul. Sorrow doesn't like the call.
Sorrow was actually being held.
That's his third. That's the team's fourth. Actually, his team's fifth. So the player you don't want to send to the line is Ricker. And I was thinking he was grabbing Lawson out there, but he's called with a foul on Ricker. 71% shooter on the season. This one's up and good. 56-50. 2:28 to go. Ricker made 44 threes on the season coming into the year, or coming into the game, rather. He will get a second free throw. It's up. Long, no good. Rebound, Braden Roussis. Gets it to Brashear. Two-possession ball game. 2:24 to go. Here's a pass down low. Going to stay with Bath County. Deflected out of bounds and a good defensive play of Caleb Perkins. 2:21 to go. 56-50 here in this fourth quarter. Bath County trailing. Sorrow looking. Gets it into Rennie. Over to Brashear. Inside to Rennie. Moe has it taken away from him. Stolen away back the other way to Ricker. Good job stepping in the passing lane. There was Williams. Ricker transition, misses the shot. Ball hits the deck, rebounded by Roussis. Shot is laid up and in on the fast break there by Brashear.
And it
makes
56-52.
Ricker's tired. He's trying to get his wind over here on the sideline. He's being guarded by Sorrell. He comes out and gets it. Clocks at 1:44. As they move it over to the right-hand side of the floor. Bounce to Ricker. Corner three is on its way. No good. And to me, that's a bad shot because it gives Bethany possession with a minute and 29 to go. Bethany needs to take advantage of it. Over to Brashear. Three is on its way. No good. Man, that would have been a big one. But instead, Lawson gets aboard. He hands off to Ricker. And at 1:18, Menifee County is going to walk it up. Probably going to have to foul here.
Sorrell guarding Ricker, man-to-man out top. Here's a pass down to Perkins. Foul him. And they're going to call this foul on Sorrell as he and Ricker both hit the deck. So Ricker will shoot two, double bonus. 56-52 with 1:06 to go. Chippy, chippy, Todd.
And Ricker does a good job just basically fading this defender into fouling him.
Right.
You know, and he uses the little tail and puts his hand up to kind of, you know, get a hand in his face, and he, like, slings his head into it trying to, you know, draw the foul, got hit in the head.
And it's hard for me to judge him for that.
Oh, I know. I'm not saying
right or wrong.
There's nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying he does such a good job of getting a foul.
Yep. As the second free throw was made, that makes it 57-52, 1:06 to go. We'll keep it here during the dead ball timeout. Todd, you've got to give a lot of credit to Menifee County. They come in here losing five games in a row, and they've lost everybody, good, bad, middle. They've lost them. And really, since the win against Bath County, outside of a win at Fairview, they sort of went down. And to see, you know, that was kind of their high point. At that time of the season, Menifee County was winning some ball games and had some success. But you got to give Coach Robinson and his staff credit and his players credit. He's had some depth that has come in tonight and been able to compete. And then Ricker is a one-man wrecking crew. You knew that. But you go back and look at this ball game. The three by Manley was huge.
Lawson's had so many steals.
Lawson hasn't made any shots, but man, like you said, he's getting steals. He's had a lot of looks, and he's not even shooting. He's just standing out there not shooting the basketball from three.
Lawson's got five steals in the second half.
Yep.
He's got 8 points.
Yep. And it's been garbage points too. He's
six rebounds and a block.
He's been in there fighting, just getting those little things. Here's a pass over on the wing to Roosters, 58 seconds. Out top to Brashear. He's wanting a pick set from Rennie. He goes inside with Mola, two-man game, shots taken, no good. Rebound hits the deck, pulled out there by Manley. That's 5-7 against 6-11. We got a timeout called here by Menifee County as they call a 30-second timeout with 41 seconds because Manley got in trouble in the backcourt. But Todd, this was Bath County's big chance to come in here and get a win and maybe move into that number three spot. And
looks like they're probably going to be looking up at Round County.
It's not looking good. Yeah, if Round County got to win that size, if it is a point differential tiebreaker with Fleming County and Round County, you're right, it would be Round County. But at this point, after playing them both and seeing them both, you're going to have a battle on your hands. Just the recency bias makes me think we could play Fleming County well. But you never know. And if you don't, if you don't play better than you did tonight, you're not going to beat either one of them, I'll say it.
Yeah.
But anything can happen on a given night. And, you know, I've talked about teams I've played on in the past that did not have good regular seasons that were able to win a game in the postseason, move on to the region, all because they had that one magical night where everything's put together. But when you're playing against programs that are so good, I mean, you're talking about probably the number 3 and 4 team in the region are in this 61st. It's a tall order for the Wildcats. Menifee County's Manley has it. And we got a foul out on the floor. They're going to send him to the free throw line with 37 seconds to go.
That's 4 on Brashear.
And he had to foul. Somebody had to foul.
Manley with 7 points.
So Manley's going to shoot two. It's a double bonus.
But
free throw is no good.
Two shots regardless of any free throws.
69% shooter on the year, 52 of 75 coming into this one. He will get a second. It's made. That's 1 of 2. 6-point ball game, still 2 possessions. Sorrell 3 the other way, no good off the back iron, rebound. Guess who? Lawson. He gets it to Ricker, he pushes it to the other end of the floor. And there's a foul on Moe out top. Everybody trying to foul him.
Moe just kind of fell and he couldn't help it.
Roos is trying to foul him. Moe trying to foul him. Taylor trying to foul him.
It's 4 on Rennie.
Four on Moe. That's a lot of fouls, man. So Ricker up there by himself, surrounded by three Bethany Wildcats. Makes the first free throw. As he's approaching 30 points. He will get a second. And it is good. Clock's at 20 seconds. Ball's in the hands of Rashear. Takes it coast to coast. Lays it up and in. 60-54. 12.8 seconds left on the clock here in Owingsville. Bath County's going to fall to 5-16 with this loss.
Nice to have another Jay Smith miracle in 6 points in a second.
Yeah, I know. Menifee County is looking at moving to 8-14 on this season. Just looking at the Bath County schedule coming up, on February the 6th, we play Rose Hill away. February 8th at East Carter. February 9th is a rematch with Round County at Round. Bracken County on February 10th here in Owingsville. That is our senior night, I understand. And then Russell away on the 17th. Lewis County, always that customary last regular season game of the year. This year it's in Vanceburg. And then that following Monday will be districts. Now this season's almost over.
Absolutely. We had a week missed because of snow, and it seems like we've had a lot of games in the last week.
Yes. Bath County. Actually, we'll give the ball to Menifee County. I thought this was a shooting situation, but it was a timeout call. So 12.8 seconds. Was not a foul. Ball's inbound to Manley. As the foul is on Rennie.
And that's five. Five on Rennie. He's done for the night. 16 points.
So two shots coming here for him. Aiden Manley,
seven rebounds and a block.
They've got Aiden listed 134 pounds on their KHSAA page. I always go through before every baseball season, and if I see anybody with 134 pounds, they're immediately 151. you want
to. So is that anybody that's 6'2"? Is that like the old football when they're 6'2" in football, they're 6'8" when they hit the court?
I didn't say height.
No, but that happens.
I don't mess with height.
I watch the heights grow. I think kids grow six inches between football and basketball.
I've got some scruples, but I will fudge a little on the way. Free throws made, 61-54, 8 seconds. Starl into the front court, three-point shot, top of the key, in and out, no good, rebound Lawson, and that is it. Final score, Menifee County 61, Bath County 54. As Menifee County sweeps the regular season here from the Bath County Wildcats. They had a win on December the 15th by 6 points on the road. They get a win over Bath County here in Owingsville by a score of 61-54 here tonight. As we're going to head back to the studio, Todd is getting us some postgame stats together. We'll have some Player of the Game awards. As this one concludes, once again, Bath County falls to Menifee County 61-54. We'll be right back in a couple minutes here on WKCO.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on U.S. 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on U.S. 60 east of Salt Lick across from the Mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
This is Andrew Owens with the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream about. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345, and we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes.
Tired of being treated just like another number by your bank? It's time to switch to People's Bank of Kentucky. Our friendly and knowledgeable staff take the time to get to know you and your unique financial needs, providing personalized solutions to help you achieve your goals. With convenient locations and a full range of banking services, make the switch to People's Bank of Kentucky and experience the difference of banking with people who care. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back as we've reached the post-game portion of our Bath County and Menifee County broadcast. The Bath County Lady Cats got a win in the 6 o'clock game. The Bath County Wildcats fall here in the nightcap by a score of 61-54. And I can't say that we've had a crowd like this in at least a year. And, you know, last year we had some big crowds coming to the game for those district ball games. I remember the Fleming game and the Round County game in particular. But you take those two teams out of the mix. Yeah, we haven't had a Bath Menifee County game in Owingsville with this kind of crowd for a long time. And I think, you know, the fans got their money's worth. You know, you wanted to get a win if you're a Bath County fan. You had opportunities. You truly did. But it was really too much. Brevin Ricker down the stretch. Bath County had a few self-inflicted mistakes that cost us some possessions down the stretch. But all in all, it was a hard-fought game. Effort was there both ways. This Menifee County team deserves every bit of the credit, and they did it all without their starting center, who was ejected with 2 minutes to go, or actually with 2 minutes into the ball game. And you've got to give them credit for that, as Coach Robinson has, you know, worked really hard with this team. He had five players that we knew who they were. We really didn't know who the next three or four were going to be. And they were able to have role players step in and be able to get a win. So give Menifee County credit. I know this leaves a bad taste in Bath County's mouth because it was on our home floor. You don't like losing within your district on your home floor. And we have now been swept in all six of our district ball games. And, you know, Bath County's just got to play the underdog card and give it everything we've got to try to get a win in that district tournament. It's looking like it's probably Round County, depending on how it shakes out. They may have surpassed Fleming County tonight with that huge win on the road to move into the number one spot, because both those two teams are going to have one loss. But Todd, either way, whoever we play, it's truly going to be an uphill battle because they're so good.
Absolutely. I've got stats. Menifee County, 20 of 47 for floor, 41%. 9 of 22 for 41% behind the arc. 10 of 19. Remember that, for 53% from the charity stripe. Bath County, 22 of 44 for 50% from the field, 43% behind the arc, made 6 of 14, and 4 of 10 from the charity stripe for 40%. Menifee got 9 more free throw attempts, and they made 6 more. They made 3 more threes. Menifee County led by 27 points from Brevin Ricker, 5 rebounds and a steal to go along with that, 11 points, 4 boards for Williams, 10 points, 8 rebounds, 5 steals, 2 blocks for Lawson, 9 points, 4 boards for Manley, 5 boards, and 4 points, 2 rebounds for Perkins. Bath County was led by McCarty, 17 points, 4 rebounds, and I had him listed with a block, 16 points, 7 rebounds and a block for Rennie. 12 points, 3 rebounds for Bashir, 5 points, 2 rebounds and a steal for Sorrell, 4 points, 3 rebounds and a steal for Braden Roussis. Playing but failing to score was Jay Smith. He had 2 rebounds. Also Alan Bowling with 2 rebounds, Robinson and Preston Roussis. Roussis did come up with a steal in the contest.
As Bath County's going to fall to 5-16 with this loss, Menifee County improves to 8-14. As this gives us an opportunity to go into some of our post-game awards.
and Todd are our El Caudill Construction Company player of the game. You know, we usually favor offense when we give this award out. Could have went several different ways, but, you know, Eli McCarty stood out to me.
Absolutely. 17 points, four boards, and a block. I thought that was huge out of him. It's not something you expect to see, but he does it night in, night out. And he's kind of like Crouch is for the girls. You know, he's one of those that he goes out and does whatever you ask of him. And, you know, sometimes we need you to be a scorer. Sometimes we need you to be a defender. Sometimes we need you to be both. And tonight, he was definitely our offensive leader, and he was a leader out on the court.
Yes, absolutely. As far as our defensive player of the game, brought to you by Downtown Athletic Club in Mount Sterling, several good defenders. Todd, who are you thinking?
I kind of look at this and look over a few things, and, you know, I thought Bashir did a pretty good job.
He did.
He had to chase Ricker around all night. I'm going to kind of lean towards Bashir and Sorrell because they had to chase the two guys, Ricker, most of the night. And whoever didn't have Ricker had Manley. And, you know, both of those, great facilitator of the basketball. But Ricker just such an outstanding scorer. Yeah, he got 27. But a lot of those were coming from the charity stripe, especially late, and just doing a good job getting himself in the position to get fouled.
Yes. As Coach Perry has joined us, as we'll pass the headsets along. Coach Perry, tough finish here. I know it was a back-and-forth ball game throughout that first half. And the third quarter, Menifee County pulled ahead. We had some fight in us. We battled back. Just a little bit too much Menifee down the stretch. And I know this is a game you guys wanted to come out with. Just talk about it.
Well, it's disappointing that we didn't win. But, you know, I wrote several things on the board. You know, you can't come into your own house and get out-hustled from start to finish. You talk about second-chance points. I guarantee you, you know, across our front line, we got them by 3-4 inches at most positions.
Oh, yeah.
And even at the guard, we got them a couple. So we've got to put a body on somebody and be attentive to being where a shooter is, okay? We matched up defensively on number 11 and number 30, and we know that their third best shooter is 35, and you got to know where he's at. We got to be within room, touch, engaged. We give him shot after shot in the first half. You can't do that. And then we fight like everything in us to get back in the game, and then we start turning it over again. It's ball value.
Right.
So it's ball value, it's second chance points. How many layups do you think we missed?
Several.
I'm going to say we missed at least 12 to 15 layups.
Right, and good looks.
All because we're going up and expecting to get fouled instead of just going up, absorbing the contact, laying it in, getting to the free throw line. But, you know, and then it's one thing that just trickles down.
Right.
And like I told him, I said, you know, we live to see another day, but there comes a point where you're going to have to start putting this together collectively, game in, game out, so we can see some progress at the end of the tunnel. And there's nobody in that locker room that wants to lose. Those kids are battling. They're great kids. But we've got to get to where we score and we finish. Once again, 54. I told him it was a race to 60. Who gets to 60 first wins.
He's right.
And once again, we can't get there. And it's not from a lack of getting shots. We're getting shots. We just don't finish, and we've got to finish. You know, we made some mistakes early where we tried to go up and, you know, dipsy-doo. You just got to go up and lay it in.
Yeah.
And you can't do that. But, you know, we're battling. Like I said, you know, I know they're hurt and they're disappointed, but, you know, basketball is a game of the margin of winning boils down to three stops. If we get three stops, we win this game. And I've said that every single night. We've got to come up with stops. Got to keep people in front of you. Got to defend. Got to have a passion and a desire to want to get stops. And sometimes we come out of our stance, our help's late, and we struggle man to man. And you can't do that when you're playing from behind. You've dug yourself a hole.
Right, and a lot of those loose balls, we just didn't get to go our way.
No, you got to go get them.
Yeah.
You got to show heart. You got to show desire. You got to show passion. You got to get on the floor. You got to come up with that in this gym. You have to come up with that. But, you know, I've not give up on these guys. We'll keep working. And like I said, maybe we can right this ship and see some light at the end of the tunnel. You know, this is a tough one to swallow because I feel, you know, it's a good matchup. And I feel at times we have the athletes to be better. I just don't know what to do to get the ball in the basket. You know, if the ball goes in the basket like it did against Fleming, this game is not even in jeopardy. But we missed too many gimmies and too many easy ones.
Fleming County loses to Round County tonight. That throws wrenches into everything. So you're going to have a good opponent either way.
Well, we already knew that. You know, you're going to have to play. You're going to have to play your way to the regional tournament in this district. Round and Fleming are both quality basketball teams.
Yep.
And like I said, Menifee's just scrappy. They beat us to every punch, and that cannot happen, and that can't be acceptable.
Coach, thanks for coming up. You still got some time to right the ship. Got about 7 or 8 more ball games left. Best of luck.
Well, we had a great crowd here tonight. The atmosphere was electric. You've got people, you know, opportunity to sell this and get and come in here and gut yourself. And like I said, we just, for one reason or another, could not get those loose basketballs, those 50-50 balls that we have to come up with.
Yeah. Coach, thanks for coming. All right.
Appreciate it, guys.
That's Coach Matthew Perry. As we continue our post-game show, as we were to the
unsung hero,
brought to you by Schwartz's Mowing in Olympia.
Todd, who is your Schwartz's Mowing unsung hero?
Well, when I look down through here and, you know, you look over stats and you look at things that, you know, who did something they weren't supposed to do tonight, they all committed fouls.
Todd.
But, you know, I really like the play of Bruce. He came in and did his role. His job was to keep their bigs out of the paint.
Braden, yes.
He came up 4 points, had 3 rebounds and a steal. You know, that's what I like in that role tonight.
And I've got several players that I could give these awards to.
Oh, absolutely.
Because they filled these roles. And, you know, we always give them to Bath County. But, you know, probably the MVP of this whole game. You know, we talk about Ricker. But the big boy in the post, the Perkins
Lawson.
Kid.
Lawson.
Lawson Perkins. Like, they both. Of course, Perkins had to replace him one for one when Jolly was ejected. So he absorbed all those minutes. But you're right, Lawson became an extra wing player to begin this game to an important board crasher and defender and doing those little things down the stretch. But, you know, just as a coach watching this, you know, kind of unfold here, the loose ball stuff is frustrating. That's the one thing. And I'm not worried about the misses because all these high school teams shoot 35% from three. You know, there's not a penny's worth difference in them. But it's those loose balls. That's one thing that if Bath County picks those up and gets a few possessions here and there, this score's probably flipped. And I know Coach Perry knows it, and I know a lot of people listening to my voice right now know that. And it's something that they're going to have to write. It's not anything that we can correct up here. It's not anything Coach Perry can even correct. It's guys just wanting to get it and figuring out how to get the loose balls and make things happen. So Bath County falls tonight, 61-54. In the boys' game, the girls got a win earlier and are in a very, very good position as far as seeding in the 61st District girls' basketball side.
If I had to put my paper up, 46-37.
Yep. And it was a low-scoring game and a battle. And give Menifee girls credit. They played very hard in front of a huge crowd. And the boys played even better in this nightcap. So 61-54 is the final. That's going to wrap up our broadcast. Thanks to Hannah back in the studio.
I want to say good luck, Hannah, tomorrow. She's shooting over archery over in GRC. Good luck to her and her team.
Best of luck. That's cool.
Absolutely. She shot a perfect 50 on one of her rounds last week. So hopefully she continues with the momentum into this week.
Nice. Todd, you're bringing stats. That's what you're here for. As we'd like to thank all of our listeners for making our broadcast possible, our sponsors for always being there for us here on WKCA, for Patrick Armitage. This is Todd Waits. All right, actually, let's flip that. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Bath County Basketball on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com. Tonight's game brought to you by Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pumpin' Shops, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, Family Discount Drugs, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, your Scott Family McDonald's, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Home, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank, Powell Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, Shorty's Quick Stop, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. Now more real country music coming your way on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com.